You've been around here long enough. I think we could come up with a minimum standard for this tonight.
Also,
that's my opinion.
First time. Also, Jim,
I've sent everybody several minimum standards to look at, and some of you have done research on your own. You know what other airports do. You know, to have one more before you can think about what you'd like this airport to be, I don't understand that.
Okay. We accept your not being able to understand that. I tell you that I will not make a snap decision on just 5 minutes presentation of what could affect future operators of this airport.
Take a vote on the subject.
I mean, I could have just sent this to you tomorrow and not read that, and you would have made a decision tonight.
Maybe if you had passed out copies, you had
I am personally offended by that attitude. You know, I have never wrote Part 135 operating. That's a very serious thing to take a look at. Mm-hmm. I personally consider myself an educated person and a relatively, maybe some people disagree, but relatively intelligent person. I've been around aviation probably as long as you have, probably a lot longer. But I've been flying since I was 9 years old. So I've been around all this kind of stuff. I've leased space at airports all over this state and other states. Okay, I resent being implied that we should be smart enough and we're slow rolling. I disagree. The Part 135 regulations and the minimum standard we want to write should be something that we consider very seriously. Okay, I would like to see what some other airports have gone through and what they've thought through. The best way to write rules sometimes is to look at what other people have done, take that in consideration, apply it to your local city. I disagree with that, and I'm offended that you would apply that.
And I've sent this group several sets of minimum standards when we started this thing.
Okay.
Having the Yellowstone Airport minimum standards does not put us over the top on trying to figure this out.
And having the Easton one is some interesting stuff. I had missed that, and I didn't see it in stuff that you can see. I have a few here, too, that I've been taking a look at.
Let me exercise the chairman authority. And I've heard both sides, and I'm not willing to put anything out for a vote until next meeting.
Well,
I'm not asking for a vote.
As a committee, probably I'll at least ask for opinions of the committee on that.
We've gotten two diverse opinions, and it's causing conflict, and I'd rather not have the conflict, and I think it's reasonable to say we'll table it till next meeting. If there is anybody that strongly objects to going to the next meeting of the committee, please voice your opinion now.
That's what I meant, Jeff.
Okay? And otherwise, it's time to march on.
I'd just like to ask one question. Why is it the urgency to have this done within the next 30 days when we've gone so long without a minimum standards? What is pushing so fast for us to jump through and write rules that in such a rush? Or to try to advise?
We've been working on this document for a year and a half. You know, I don't see any reason that we can't get it done.
But you're
get it behind
some
us.
Some others obviously we should look at it a little differently.
All right. If we're going to put it off because you haven't seen the Yellowstone minimum standards, is there any other?
I resent that type of implication. It's because maybe we haven't seen some other standards as well. Yellowstone's not the only one.
All right. Okay. So let me make sure I'm giving you what you need. What do you need for the next meeting to help make a decision on this?
I would like, as the chairman, for you to put out what Yellowstone has in a short email to us. I think you have access to the Easton.
I think that was already put out. You should have that.
Okay.
That's where I got it from.
If you could put that out on the same email, and then also what you read, what do we have in ours? I'm not looking at it right now.
We don't have anything in ours.
We don't have anything in ours? Then we, okay.
Well, what if we take those two and pick the best language? Like, it almost seems if you just send out the existing language, you're not going to get anywhere. But maybe we could take, kind of meld the two together and give a proposed framework for you to comment on. You'd have Easton to look at, you'd have Yellowstone to look at, and this is what we are proposing based upon looking at both of those.
I can send you Manassas. I can send you...
No, not anymore. Let's have language that we're proposing that they can comment on and say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like.
So Mike, you're asking if Jim can put his proposed language together and add that as a third bullet.
Okay. And we can just...